Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Acharya Ratna was also named Sri Chandra Shekhara Acharya. In a drama in his house, Lord Chaitanya played the goddess of fortune. Purport. Dramatic performances were always enacted during the presence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But the players who took part in such dramas were all pure devotees. No outsiders were allowed. The members of ISKCON should follow this example. Whenever they stage dramatic performances about the lives of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Lord Krishna, the players must be pure devotees. You got that, Radha? Knocks you out. And me. Professional players and dramatic actors have no sense of devotional service, and therefore, although they can perform very artistically, there is no life in such performance. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to refer to such an actor as Yatra Deli Narada, which means facial Narada. Sometimes an actor in a drama plays the part of Narada Muni. You've seen those Bollywood, you know, they go, Narayan, Narayan. So this is what I was thinking. Although in his private life he is not at all like Narada Muni, because he is not a devotee, such actors are not needed in dramatic performance about the lives of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to perform dramas with Advaita Prabhu, Srivas Thakur and other devotees in the house of Chandra Shekhara. The place where Chandra Shekhara's house was situated is now known as Vrajapatna. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati established a branch of his Chaitanya Math at this place. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to accept the renounced order of life, Chandra Shekhara was informed of this by Nityananda Prabhu, and therefore he was also present when Lord Chaitanya accepted sannyas from Keshava Bharati in Katwa. It is he who first spread the word in Navadvip of Lord Chaitanya's accepting sannyas. Sri Chandra Shekharacharya was present during many important incidents in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He therefore forms the second branch of the tree of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Om Jnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militan Jaina Tasmashi Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pasyatyade Satarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So taking the blessings from all the devotees here, if I can say a few words regarding this particular verse and purport. So it would appear that dramas are being performed there in the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, drama is there in everyone's kind of nature. Some of you probably recall some of your earliest childhood memories, at least mine I remember. I always wanted to play cops and robbers, or Red Indians and cowboys. And as kids, we would always enact these different kinds of pastimes. I would always want to be the Indians. I always felt for them, never the cowboys. So, from our own experience in life, we can see that there's a nature to perform some kind of drama. Even when we're telling a story, you know we like to spice it up a little bit, you know. So that is the nature of the human being, that they like to perform some kind of drama, whether it's on stage, whether it's in our life, or whether it's in some kind of form of explaining something. So here we see that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also performing drama. So this particular pastime, as explained in the translation, is Lord Chaitanya played the role of Lakshmi Devi. So Lakshmi Devi was played by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it is said that Lord Chaitanya was dressed so nicely, the makeup was so good, when they were doing the play, Sachimata, when she was watching the play, she could not even recognize Nimai. So that is a true quality of someone who is performing. That when you see a drama, you don't see Radha Mohan. You don't see Jai Krishna. That particular person transcends you into that particular character he is playing. And he is so absorbed in that part that you don't even think who the person is playing. He actually imbibes that particular personality. And Srila Prabhupada, when he was giving a little talk to the Vaikuntha players, he said that when you play a particular personality, you can invoke his presence. And although Prabhupada is setting a very, very high standard that you have to be a pure devotee, that kind of more or less knocks all us out. But I think if our intention is very, very pure, then I think the mood of what we're trying to portray is brought across. Only this morning, one devotee very nicely approached me and said, I have noticed that your dramas are conveying a mood that is very, very different than what we used to do before. So this person felt that they were getting absorbed in the Leela of Mahaprabhu. And then if the devotees don't just see the play as just some kind of, you know, something they have to do, but they actually get absorbed in this particular pastime, you can actually be transferred into this particular Leela. So here Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is performing the pastime of Rukmini being kidnapped. Haridas Thakur is involved, and it is said that they're all getting ready in the makeup room just like we are. Haridas Thakur has a big mustache. And then it says that Lord Nityananda played grandma. He played old grandma. And then in this way, all the different associates, and it says the Advaita Acharya, he didn't know who to play. He couldn't make, I wanted to play this part. No, I think I want to play this part. And then the play just started. And then Advaita says, I don't have a part. I don't know what to do. And then Lord Chaitanya said, just grab any costume. Just get involved in the pastime. And it is said that when Lord Chaitanya was playing the part of Lakshmi, then Lord Chaitanya was writing the letter to Krishna. Because as you know the story, Krishna, Rukmini was going to get married to who? Shishupal. And of course, she didn't want to marry Shishupal. Her heart was sold to Krishna. So then she was yearning that Krishna would come. She didn't want to marry Shishupal. So she wrote a very, very nice letter. And this Brahman, he delivered this letter to Krishna. And it is explained that when Rukmini was writing this letter, when Lord Chaitanya was performing this part, he became in ecstasy. Because what is the nature of that letter? Vipralamba, separation. And what mood did Mahaprabhu come in? Vipralamba. So then that is the reasons why he prayed Lakshmi. Because the mood of Lakshmi was that she was in separation of her beloved Krishna. And she wanted to be with Krishna. And because Lord Chaitanya's mood was also the same, he was in ecstasy. And he said that when they performed this play, do you know how long it went for? 9 hours. A lot of lines to learn, Radha, yeah? So this play, and everyone was completely absorbed, and everyone felt very, very enlivened. So drama, it's a very, very unique way of expressing rasa. Life is all about rasa. Not the rasgullas that we eat. They're quite nice as well. But life is about rasa. And this rasa means emotions. The gopis, they have the rasa, the emotions, the connections to Krishna. So this is what drama portrays, the rasa. And then it is said that when you get involved in this particular dramatic rasa, you can actually invoke the sentiments, the devotion of Krishna consciousness, both for the audience as well as the actors. And I've known in my own personal experience that when I get totally absorbed, I remember one part when I played Yamuna Acharya. It's a South Indian saint. And the story was that he was a great devotee. Then he lost his interest in Krishna consciousness and he strayed away. Then a great saint came and then revived his original Krishna consciousness. And I played that Yamuna Acharya part. And I remember I was completely absorbed. And then the audience also, I got the feedback, they also was really, really absorbed in this particular pastime, how Yamuna Acharya, who is the founder of the Sri Raghunath Temple over there, the modern founder, that he is the one who established a different worship over there. So where did this drama come from? How was it introduced? It is explained that when Brahma first created the universe and it was all populated with all the different persons, then people sometimes would perform their duties, and after they would perform the duties, they would be wondering, now what do we do? I've done our duties, we need to do something. So when you have your spare time, what do you like to do in your spare time? Huh? Facebook, yeah? In your spare time, most people want to be entertained. We like a good entertaining experience, isn't it? So, henceforth, one of the biggest, most powerful industry in the world is the movie industry. It's a multi-billion industry. So people want to be entertained. So then Brahma, then he created this form of drama. And then he gave some rules and he told, okay, go off and do it. And then they found that when they were performing these dramas, they found that they really, really enjoyed it. I don't know if you've had any experience of Bhaktivedanta plays, dramas. 99% we get 99% we get feedback from people that they feel very, very entertained. Now, it's not just an entertainment that we just perform so that you can have a good time, but we hope that you can take the essence of what the play is trying to portray. So then this is how drama was there. Now, drama has a very, very strict rules how one should perform. It's written there in the Natya Shastra. Comes from the word natak. Natya means to enact. So there's different rules and regulations how it's all been done. One can't just nilly-nally just feel like they can just write it. There's different kinds of context. There has to be tragic. There has to be humor. There has to be a hero. There has to be a bad guy. So all these different elements are mixed together. And then they evoke different emotions as the audience are watching the drama. So then this drama was there. And then as explained over here, this drama was also there in the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when Krishna and Balaram, when they were going in the forest of Vrindavan, they would also enact different kinds of dramas. And as we saw also on Lord Nityananda's appearance day, when Nittai was a very, very small boy with all his coward friends, he would also perform different dramas. And sometimes it says that they would get so absorbed, as you saw in the Leela, that Nityananda, he was playing the part of Lakshman. And then in that particular Leela, when Lakshman was hurt by Indrajit, he became absorbed in that part. And then, if anyone's been to Eckert Chakra, anyone been to Eckert Chakra? It's a very nice, wonderful, wonderful place. And then there's a kund over there, and they have these huge big leaves, the massive big leaves. And he said that Lord Nityananda would come, he would break the leaves and he would throw them into the kund, and by his mystic power, what would the leaves become? Snake, the Kaliya. So then Lord Nityananda and all his coward boys, they would jump on these leaves and then they would enact the pastimes of Kaliya. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda, Krishna himself, they would perform dramas. So this is part of our lineage. This is part of our tradition. And then we see that even our founder Acharya, beloved Srila Prabhupada, he also was involved in drama when he was a young man. And the part he played was Advaita Acharya. And Prabhupada was explaining that when he was playing this part, they would rehearse and rehearse and rehearse until it came to perfection. So one of the stalwart dramas, you know Paravida? You all know Paravida, isn't it? It's a very fantastic, dramatic actor. So he takes his drama to the perfection level. He makes sure everything is perfect, right from the beginning to the costume to the production. So in this way, we can see that when Prabhupada was performing his plays, they rehearsed and rehearsed until it became perfected. And the result showed. Do you know how? That after the drama was completed, normally what happens when the drama is completed? Everyone claps. Yeah, woo, let's have some more encore. Yeah. But in this case, it was dead silence. So the actors were all standing there and they felt very nervous. Was it a hit? Was it a miss? Why is no one reacting? And I don't know if you've been on stage. You can't actually see the audience properly. The lights are like glaring and there's sweat coming down and you just can't see. Everything's a big blur. So they didn't know why no one was clapping. And then they started looking at the audience eyes and there was not one single dry eye. Everyone was completely absorbed in the play. So that's how the play should be, that you become so absorbed that the audience can feel that particular leela just boom, jump out. And once they did a play, ironically, the kidnapping of Rukmini for Srila Prabhupada in Los Angeles, and then when the play was over, then Prabhupada said, oh, these dramas are better than my books. And he explained why. Because when we read these pastimes, we have a certain kind of, you know, idea what's going on. Or we create a certain imagination. Or we visualize something, what's going on in our head. But Prabhupada said that when the dramas are performed, it's like the whole Leela just jumps out of the book. And it engages all our minds, all our different senses. So everything is there and it captivates you using all your different types of senses. Then when Mahaprabhu passed away, then many devotees still carried on doing different dramas, dance, and in this way they would pass on the different stories, pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Sometimes there would be traveling drama groups going around. Sometimes there would be different storytellers. It was part of the culture. And then in this way, there was Jai Shri Radha Gokulanandaki. There was one particular group known as the Jatra. And this was a particular type of dramatic group that came from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then they would enact these different kind of pastimes. And then particularly in Bengal, in Bengalis they're quite dramatic over there, they like drama. So then they kind of formed a certain basis of this drama in different place. Of course then when the British Raj came in, they had their own kind of conception and they kind of got somewhat tinged. Then eventually, when drama was introduced within ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada saw it as a very, very important tool in spreading Krishna consciousness. And famously, you probably all know, when the six disciples were being instructed by Srila Prabhupada, when they were coming to England, one of the instructions he gave Radha Mohan was... You paying attention? No, Srila Prabhupada. To the six disciples. What was one of the instructions he gave them? Come on. You, member of the Bhaktivedanta player? Ooh, disappointing. Nanda Prabhu, what was the instruction he gave? Yes. England can be conquered by theatre, drama. So that was one of the instructions that Prabhupada gave. England can be conquered by drama. And we see in this particular country, people love their dramas. You got the West End, we were there on Harinam yesterday, people were queuing, so many different performances are there. So then Prabhupada instructed his early disciples, Prajapati Prabhu, Lohitaksha Prabhu, Rasagya Prabhu. So in this way about the drama, and then a particular group known as the Vaikuntha players, they were formed and they started doing different plays. And it is said that Prabhupada was so keen on the Vaikuntha players to come and perform that he used his own personal guru dakshin money from the BBT to pay for their tickets. So Prabhupada's money, his Lakshmi, was only used for two things: book distribution and building temples in India. But in this particular case, he saw that drama was such an important aspect that he personally financed it, that in 1976 that they all came. So then that was performed in New York. Then here in England, the devotees also started doing dramas. As Shruti Prabhu mentioned, we had our first drama group called Chit. Chit was performed and the devotees were performing these dramas. They were just little skits and they started developing more and more. They would go to different festivals, they would go to different kinds of programs and they would put on different plays, Boatman and the Scholar, Fish Out of Water and things like that. And then eventually, one devotee by the name of Sripati, he came and he formed a certain structure in the Bhaktivedanta players and he named them Bhaktivedanta players. And I, from 1975, got involved with this particular drama group, and since then, although it's 30th anniversary, still I've been involved for it for quite a few years. So since then, we've been trying to do this place, and somehow or another, it has a little bit of kind of success. Although we might not be in the mainstream over there, you know, obviously, like, you know, we can daydream a little bit. When we were going there yesterday in Harinam, it was, you know, nice to see the big Mahabharat up there in lights. Maybe it will do one day, someone will maybe finance it. But for now, we're reaching the appropriate audience, and people are still getting some kind of transcendental bliss out of it. Here, Prabhupada is explaining that when we do these dramas, they have to be done in a such a way that your own consciousness has to be very, very good. So there used to be one actor, some of you might know, Hayley Mills. She was the daughter of Sir John Miles. He's a famous British actor. And she used to come and see the plays we used to put on. And she used to say, I noticed that even though the devotees are not trained in acting, they didn't go to any acting lessons, the plays that the devotees put on are of very, very high caliber. And even though we don't have any formal training except for maybe Radha Mohan, most of us, we just take it because of utsahan, because of that enthusiasm, because of that icha, because of that desire. So when you have that desire, then it is possible that even though we're not properly qualified, we can portray something wonderful. And there's so much to say. I could just go on. I have so many experience. So I'll just end on my one kind of experience. I remember as a little kid, one of my first experience was that I played a little monkey in the Ramayana Leela, the devotees in charge. So what happened was that in rehearsal, I was supposed to go to Kumbhakarna. Kumbhakarna was 6'5", and I was a little dweeb there. So the idea was that I was supposed to run to Kumbhakarna, and he would lift me up like this, and he would just like shake me around, and he would toss me off the stage. And somebody was supposed to catch me. But did it happen? So there I was, all enthusiastic, running, attacking Kumbhakarna. I got lifted up, got shaken up, and I was tossed off the stage. And no one was there. Boom! Nothing too serious damage. But there you go, that's my first experience. After that experience, I was hooked. And the rest is history. So I have to stop over here. There's a lot of things happening. So Radha Mohan will now take over the next part of the presentation. We have some very, very nice, exciting things happening this year. Radha Mohan will explain what's happening.
You got mic.
Yeah, what happened to...
Okay, so we got a little slideshow representing some of the ways that the Bhaktivedanta plays. We'll try and get that right. Observing this year, the 30th anniversary. Before we began, I just want to quickly share my first experience with the Bhaktivedanta players. I was based in the Manchester Temple at the time in Whalley Range, if everyone's ever been there. And I was told all these things, oh, you're a drama student, why don't you go and check out the famous Bhaktivedanta players? They're based at Bhaktivedanta Manor. I hadn't actually been to Bhaktivedanta Manor at that point. However, when I came, the first was in day before Janmashtami, 1993. And there was this big, in those days, they had a big round circus tent on what is the small car park today. Now it's all called, it's all put, gone posh, it's all got, called a marquee now. But it was a big, big circus tent. And I think Boy George had performed that year as well. But anyway, I saw Dorka Puri acting as Kamsa. What I didn't realise, he wasn't acting, that was himself, but it was another matter. But at the time, there was no costumes on, because, of course, they were only rehearsing. But the way that Dorka Puri was acting and the actual backing track was really, really impressive. And of course, the first time I saw the Advent of Lord Krishna rehearsal, I thought, I want to be in that play. I was new to Krishna consciousness, I still am new, but I thought, yes, there's some real rasa, some real taste in that. And I got to play, Jai Krishna Babu directed me to play one of the wrestlers that, of course, gets the hell kicked out of him. I was playing, I think it was Chinora or Mustika. So it was about my first experience with the Bhaktivedanta to plays, and I haven't looked back since. It's been a very important experience for me. So we just put together a little humble slideshow for you, just about how we're going to be set up, what's going to happen this year. So maybe I'll just go like that, and you can just change the slide. So here we are, 1985 to 2015. Obviously, dramas have been going on in ISKCON in the UK right since the early 70s. But this was under the current management, which is Jai Krishna, who's concentrating on the direction, and Dwarka Puri Prabhu, who's done so much work on the set and the costumes, etc., etc., and some of the discipline, I may add, as well. Yeah, move the mic. Okay, so let's go through the next slide, please, Prabhu. This year we're performing many exciting plays. I mean, this is a bit outdated, as you can see, but today we're doing The Golden Avatar at 4:30 and 5:30 today in the theatre. It's a holy festival, so obviously try and squeeze in there, first come, first serve. There's only about 81 seating for 81 people. If you can make it, we're doing two performances today to hope increase the capacity. It's going to be raining at about 4 o'clock, so we're going to get a lot of people, I think. Next slide, please. Oh, yes. Do you want to talk a little bit about this, Jake? There's going to be a little dance performed about Ramlila, isn't there? Maybe you want to share with that.
So our next kind of little performance we're performing is on Ram Navami. So we're doing a little kind of a skit, drama, dance, a bhajan, the Dash Avatar. So that's on the 28th of March.
Next slide, please. Okay, Ram Navami Festival. Of course, we perform plays and have performed plays at all the major festivals, of course, and we continue to do so.
Anyone can see our temple president there?
That's Shruti. That's Kaveri there. Everyone was a lot thinner in those days, obviously. And this is Dwarka Puri there, playing himself once again. And there's a few other actors there on the right. I think Gopal Vindapal, anyone who might know him, and a few others I could recognise. When was this picture taken, do you know?
In the 80s.
Okay, the 1980s version there of the scene. So we're doing the same play, roughly speaking, but for this Ram Navami Festival. Next, please. 2nd of May, Lord Nrisimha Dev's appearance day, a live performance, probably in the temple room. So that's always good. We always like to perform live plays in the temple room as well as doing some other plays in the theatre itself. This is a great venue for performances, although sometimes the sound doesn't carry so well, but this is where we can enter into our leelas the deepest. Next, please. Oh yes, this is the big project. So this is the main project of the 30th anniversary. It's the Mahabharat 2 hours, 15 minutes performances of the Mahabharat. We're working on it right now. You will see the posters outside the temple room here. I believe the tickets are already available at reception. Is that true, Prabhu?
That's right, Dave.
Yes, they are. And it's going to be performed at various places. If you go on to the next slide, please. 12th of June in North London, that's actually Kenton, I think it's the Katwa Paridar Centre, actually. So they're performing it with a company with a few kind of archive photos just for entertainment purposes here from various plays. 12th of June, North London, so you can get your tickets from reception. For more details, please speak to Jai Krishna Prabhu. Next slide, please. We're also doing it in Croydon, actually, South London performance, to make sure those south of the river also get their nectar of the Mahabharat. On the 20th of June. That's Jai Krishna Prabhu, a thinner version of him, there, by the way, in 1987. Next, please. And Birmingham. That's where I'm from. I'm from Birmingham. Yeah, so 28th of June, we're going to have performance in Birmingham. It's not, to be honest with you, it's to be confirmed, but it's made its way into the slideshow anyway. We're going to be performing the Mahabharat there as well to a paying audience. They're going to be raising funds for their extension to the Birmingham Temple. So it's nice to be part of that fundraising experience. Next, please. Oh, this summer we're going to be bringing back a nice comedy live classic of Takti Tattva. Those who are longer in the tooth among us may remember that play. Basically, it's based on an American tourist experience of his first experience in India when he goes in a taxi or motor rickshaw, I think, from Delhi to ultimately ends up in Vrindavan, but crashing in the river Yamuna. And there's some nice little teachings and a bit of a parody going on there with some of the experiences people get in India. Next slide, please. Oh, this is a play I wrote. Just wrote. I hope that it's going to be performed. We all see. Fingers crossed. The Matsya Avatar. Not a play that's done a lot in ISKCON because it's difficult to play someone as a fish. But things can be done with the wonders of modern technology, with fish costumes and all sorts of things. So we're going to be doing that, premiering that hopefully this year. Next slide, please. Outreach events. Radha Govinda and Kinnear and some other wonderful Prabhus, of course, have been organising Saturday evening open days and gets together for various people. So, for example, we'll be doing Boatman and the Scholar. I think we're doing Traveller's Nightmare soon. Also, we can perform in open day. So we're going to be pushing ourselves a bit further this year to do some live plays for kind of newcomers to the temple within the outreach department. Next, please. Oh, yes.
Ramayan, the musical.
All right, so we're there's a nice devotee in Harrow who's got a little recording studio on his premises. And basically we're using contemporary songs for, of course, a musical version of the Ramayan. Very contemporary, actually. Anyway, we'll see how that goes. But that's there's a little shot there of the recording studio, so that should go down nicely in time for this Diwali.
Ramayan the musical. Next, please.
Actually, are we going to be playing the film? There's a 5-minute film documentary. It's actually the half an hour version, but we're going to give you a 5-minute taster today. That's us on tour just before we went to somewhere, probably Gravesend somewhere. Next, please. Oh, yes, Rathiatras, that's us in Brighton. We perform on the Brighton Pier and other places like that, hoping to push ourselves that little bit further to perform at various Rathiatras this year. Next, please. Patron Evening, hoping performing an extract, a few of the select scenes from the Mahabharat, Kunti and Karna. This is actually Dwarkapuri and Shamaguri, who actually did some filming in New Vrindavan in America. Next, please. Jamastami, morning skit prayers by the demigods. Would that be in the temple room?
In the tent.
So that's part of the Jamastami celebrations for the devotees there. Next, please. Main stage play, we'll be doing the story of Karna, which again is based on the larger Mahabharat script. 21st of September, Radhastami, again, deep into the Leela there. That's Varsha Bandabi, by the way, Jai Krishna's daughter. Performing a Radharani Leela skit, again a live one. Those are always very popular. Next, please. And, of course, Diwali, we're going to be doing Ramayan the musical once again. That's the actual performance of it. And, oh yeah, Prabhupada's disappearance. So that's Shruti, of course, playing Prabhupada. We must say, actually, that we'd like to say our illustrious temple president makes a very good show of Prabhupada. There's been a number of devotees who prayed Prabhupada over the years, but I think we agree that Shruti's the best one. Again, maybe he gets absorbed into it and maybe has a little bit of the purity that Prabhupada has. And going on, end of the year is the community family comedy drama. We'd like maybe you to take part. Maybe we'll get some of the managers dressed up as well in skirts and wigs and beards and all kinds of things. So that'd be good. Bit of fun. We used to do that quite often from 1998 to about 2003. The Sangatan Festival also used to include a comedy drama. Maybe we can revive some of that spirit as well. I think that's the end, isn't it? Oh yeah, the future of the players is bright, and there's a happy looking Prabhupada having just seen a drama. And the final slide, thank you, we hope we receive your support. We always need actors, and don't worry, you don't need to be good, just look at us, for example. So and that's just the cast there of the Mahabharat, just to kind of show that we're all fired up. Thank you very much indeed. Hare Krishna. And I think, and there's a small presentation. Is it the film? Is it Pallad? Yeah, so Jai Krishna's cousin, Pallad, has kindly put together a slight... Oh, is it nephew? Oh, sorry, I stand corrected. has put together a little kind of show. So a larger version of this will be put on YouTube. Thank you. Hare Krishna.